and sing hymn number 7, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Notice on your in your bulletins, the missionary of the moment the week is Jason and Carolyn Langford. They are serving in Syracuse, New York. They are doing an awesome work there with Radiant Church. So pray for them as they disciple new believers and that the Lord would multiply the fruit of their faithfulness. And then also you'll see the prayer request down below that for our Moldova missionaries. I want to encourage you to be praying for them as Ryan is still traveling a lot, doing some training there for his protection, for his safety through all of that. So let's go to the Lord and pray for our missionaries, pray for our offerings that support those missionaries each and every Sunday. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the blessing of this day, and thank you for the privilege we have to come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, I pray that you will make your presence known to us, speak to us, move us in our hearts and in our lives. Father, we pray for each and every person that's here and ask your special blessings upon them. Lord, we especially want to uplift at this time our missionaries, the Langfords who are serving there in Syracuse, New York. We pray, Lord, for your provisions for them. We pray for your protection over them, for your blessings upon them as they are meeting this morning too there at Radiant Church. Father, we pray for your for you to open up opportunities there for them to share the gospel more and more. Lord, help them to remain faithful. And Lord, I pray that you would bless us each and every Sunday as we give our tithes and our offerings, that a portion of our tithes and offerings goes every Sunday to support those missionaries that are across Tennessee, around our nation and North America, and also around the world. So we ask, Lord, for your blessings upon us to be a blessing to them. And Father, we just also want to pray for our Moldova missionaries, asking, Lord, that you'll especially be with Ryan as he is traveling around doing some training. Watch over him, keep him safe as he's traveling. But Lord, open up the opportunities there as he seeks to multiply the ministry by raising up and training more leaders into the ministry there in Moldova. So thank you, Lord, for the blessing of that. We thank you for the blessing of this day. We ask, Lord, for your spirit to be here this morning. Speak to our hearts in a powerful way. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. I just want to encourage you, if you're at home and have access to our church website at HighlandBaptistChurch.com, go to the far right-hand side, click the Give Online tab there, easy platform set up there for you to do your online giving. You can do that from here, also from your devices. You can also do that from the envelopes that are in the pews in front of you. Just place them in the offering plates down here at the front. There's also offering plates at the doors as you leave this morning. Just a couple of other quick things that we wanted to mention. Don't forget that this week today and tomorrow are our final days for the National Collection Week for the shoeboxes. And I did not have prayer just a moment ago. We're going to do that a little bit later here to have prayer for these shoeboxes. If you brought these shoeboxes, I'm not sure where all these will go to, but they will go to wherever God directs to get them into the hands of children who are in need. And so we just want to pray. But if you would be willing to help, is it this afternoon also? So this afternoon and tomorrow, we'll be loading the trailers. There's three of those out here. Imagine that, how God has multiplied that we have three trailers now to have to load. But we need some help with that, loading the cartons, putting the cartons into the trailers so that they can be picked up later this week. So if you can help today or tomorrow, even if you can just help for a little bit, there is a sign-up sheet out here you can sign up, or just show up. They'll put you to work in doing all of that. So just wanted to remind you about that. Also on the angel tree, I think I mentioned the wrong date last Sunday. The actual date for getting those back is December the 11th. So want to make sure you get those back to us by December the 11th, which I think I did that right. I've had congestion and head stuff going on this week, and that makes me think, is that really right? I think it is. So I want to make sure you have those back to us so that we can get those to them. Actually, you probably want to get it here before the 11th, so just do that. Also, don't forget, church offices are going to be closed this week, Thursday and Friday. We want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, so keep everybody in your prayers. It is supposed to turn cold, so check on your neighbors, especially those who are homebound. Make sure everything is good with them. So, Brother Mike.
As we sing Rock of Ages, Cliff for Me, hymn 342. Church will be gathering over on the piano side during this next hymn, so be headed that way. Also, if you would stand with us and sing hymn 10, How Great Thou Art. Stand. How great thou art. I hear
Again, as I mentioned earlier, I've had some head cold and stuff. Last Sunday, actually, at the end of the sermon, as soon as I stepped off the stage, I had no more voice left to sing or anything. And so pray for me this morning that I'll make it all the way through the service once again. Take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, down through verse 21. Romans 1, 18 through 21. We're continuing this walk through the book of Romans that we've entitled Faith That Transforms, and we come to a subject that we don't always like to talk about. We want to hear about God's love. We want to hear about God's grace. We want to hear about God's mercy. We don't want to hear about God's wrath, about God's judgment, about His punishment. It's much the same way as we're growing up as kids. You know, we don't like to get in trouble. We don't like to get disciplined. We don't like to get in time out. We don't like to have privileges taken away. We don't like to get that spanking. But there are times that because of our sinfulness, the wrath of God is there and something must be done about it. Romans here is God's word that shows us all about the gospel, and a part of the message of the gospel is about the wrath of God upon our sin. So Romans chapter 1, verse 18, down to verse 21. Let's stand as we read God's word in honor of His word. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we read a passage such as what we've just read, Lord, it is a heavy weight, a heavy burden. It is the truth of Your word. And Father, I pray this morning that the truth of Your word would go forth, that it would transform and change our lives into a life of faith, that if there are those who are here who are not trusting yet by faith in Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, I pray today would be the day of salvation for them. But Father, for many of us who are here as believers, as Paul is writing this letter to believers at the church in Rome, Lord, may we be encouraged, may we be reminded about the penalty of our sin and the wrath of God upon our sin. So bless us, Lord, guide us, lead us, instruct us as we walk through this passage. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. Let me ask you this, have you ever walked out in the night sky and looked up and started counting the stars, or looked at the complexity of a single cell and thought, this cannot just be random. Or maybe you've walked through this life and you've seen the suffering around you, and you've asked, if God is good, why does God allow all this suffering around us? Now, there's many more questions we could look at, but those questions in particular are not shallow questions. They are deep, honest, human questions, and the fact that we ask